big stars that came to Saginaw?
Well, we had a great big show with Ben Hur, the Academy of Music.
Yeah.
They had about, I would say, 100 in the company, and then they hired a couple of 100 people to fill in.
Yeah.
I remember they paid them 50 cents.
Or anything, that was good.
playing board.
Yeah.
So I see the show. I can remember some of those old workers. Dance hall, go park there, we kind of love this one. Every weekday. to buy the red hot. It was cooked over coal.
Yeah.
Charcoal.
Now, was that still a new thing, hot dogs back then? Was that kind of a treat? You didn't seem like you do now.
Oh, that tastes so much better.
Did you take Norma and Dad out there? Was this before they were born?
No.
Oh, when you were going together. So when would this be then? About what year were you married?
I used to go with a girlfriend out there a month ago.
Yeah, even before we were home.
Yeah.
And then they had canoes, you could rent a canoe out there. The water was only up there. And they were running out drunk. And plus, the riverside used to be all full of cottages. They got in after me street.
Where would Riverside Park be today? What area is that now?
South Michigan.
Yeah.
And when the turn is there to West Michigan.
Yeah.
You go right straight.
Oh, I see.
You went to turn.
And I don't know, I think they got a gator machine across there.
Yeah.
And the Green Point they call it right next to it.
It was that, how long did this thrive? You know, did it cold? When did it cold?
Oh, that went for years.
Like during the Depression, do you think it shut down? Or? They had a big fire, so that kind of helped.
Yeah.
Well, then what did you do later on? For, you know, after you got married and your kids were born, what did you do?
Jail.
Your families knew each other.
We went to school together.
You went to school. school? Where did you go to school? Longfellow School?
Longfellow High School.
Yeah.
She used to have a very big gray sweater from way down over her knees.
Still can remember that gray sweater after all these years. Now, the Longfellow School that you went to, is that the one that they just tore down?
Yeah.
So that's how old that school was. They just tore it down this fall. house down
that
here?
That big red.
On the red one, no, yeah.
He was supposed to master on the west side.
Yeah.
Then they had one on the east side.
Uh-huh.
It was two different groups all together, just like two cities.
So if you mailed something, you had to say whether it was West Saginaw or East Saginaw, or... Well, then it used to be East Saginaw. I mean, that used to be the address.
Yeah, well, for years before, they consolidated. Some place there, showed you one day, the senator had a picnic out to his house with his employees.
Teddy Roosevelt, when did he come to visit?
Well, we wasn't married. Ready?
Yeah.
Remember he came on the Fair Market Railroad, Potter Street.
Yeah.
They had a big freight for him down in Jefferson to Genesee.
Yeah.
And crowded, people crowded on both sides. That's Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, that's where he comes. Was he a well-liked person?
Oh, yes. Everybody.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a fool with him.
Yeah.
Then he went from there to the background.
And then did he give a speech at the background? Was that when he was running for president?
That's the way the campaign came by railroad to town.
Did you have any other big politicians come into town like that?
From Bay City over.
Back end of the train.
What about Wilson? Was that Wilson? Wilson?
Dixon came.
Yeah.
He came by a motor, came from Flint.
Yeah, I remember that. I was a school girl. Okay, thank you very much for this interview. I'm sure that other people will find it as interesting as I have.